taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Testing.
Testing?
Testies.
Testies. 1, 2, 3.
Nah,
I don't know shit about fuck.
Get your balls
tied. I like sucking.
Put that dick in my ass.
Legit fat podcast.
I like China.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
You are.
Oh, what I'm saying!
Shalom. Welcome to Legit Bad.
Well, hey, welcome back to Legit Bat. I am Joe. I am flying solo on this one.
Yes.
Well, not really solo. Of course, I have my buddies here joining me, but there's a couple things I wanted to go over. First of all, we're going to be rebooting the Patreon so that if you get sick of listening to ads, you can go on there. I'll let you know when that happens. I haven't quite got there yet, but I'm also going to be in the process of migrating to a new server, so hopefully it doesn't fuck anything up. But we'll find out together. It'll be fun. Joining me tonight, though, and there's a bunch of shit we could talk about, but we'll see where it goes. But joining me is Trebles from Paranoid Radio. I always want to say Paranoir because it looks Paranoir, but Paranoid Radio. And I met him through my second guest tonight, Catalyst from, what is it again? Oh, yeah, the White Rabbit Podcast.
Everyone should know him by now.
Thanks for having me on, bro.
So what are you guys up to? I know you guys know each other. I met Trouble through you, Catalyst. So what have you guys been talking about on your shows lately? Because it's always a crapshoot over here. I mean, we had the last 2 weeks have just been great for podcast fodder because obviously Trump came in, all these EOs he's doing, you know. There's the political end of it. There's the UFO drones. And then last night, I think, there was that plane crash over the Reagan airport, and there's a lot of speculation going on about that with the Black Hawk or whatever it was running into that passenger plane, and apparently 64 dead was the last I saw. But we can go anywhere. Where do you guys want to start? Why don't we start by Trebles, you introducing yourself and your show, and then we'll move on to Catalyst.
What's up, man? Thank you again for having me. Trebles Garcia. You can find us at ParanoidRadio.com, Paranoid Radio Podcast. And it's a nice little humble show, 4 years in the making. And we revolve around conspiracy theories, a little bit of political talks. We are Trumpers out there, so prepare to get offended. And I want to thank the Lord for allowing me to be here and every single one of you for allowing me to enter your space.
Dude, appreciate it. It's been a while coming. We meant to do this, I think, 2 months ago, but December's not a great month for me, so glad we could finally get you on. And, of course, Catalyst, tell the people.
Man, if you don't know, you better ask somebody, because Catalyst Jones in the building. No, I'm just your average motherfucker that likes to talk about crazy shit. And you can find me at White Rabbit Podcast on all outlets other than YouTube.
Oh, Perfect. Yeah.
I mean, YouTube, but we say this every time, but we appreciate the people on YouTube. I'm glad you found us somehow through YouTube, but just so you know, when we get booted off YouTube, which will be at some point, always on audio, always on Rockfin for now. So, I mean, it is still a free country as of the recording of this show, so we can be hopeful. But what's been on the tip of your tongues lately, guys? I guess we'll start with Trebles again. What have you been talking about? What's been really eating at you?
Bro, we've been touching a lot of different things. We just had Ancient Enigmas on, and we talked a little bit about Bell, a little bit about frequency healing, acoustic properties in churches, and ancient technology, Nephilim freaking technology, some mounds, the snake mound, and UFOs, and even crop circles. We touched a little bit about everything, dude. But quite frankly, unfortunately, what the mainstream media, the losing mainstream media, is doing now is, you know, they shove so much propaganda so freaking fast every single day that it kind of stops all that old school conspiracy talk from getting to people's ears, because people are also getting, you know, they're only intrigued and they have 30 second attention spans on TikTok University. So, you know, they're getting fed not only the political sphere, but also, you know, a bunch of other fuckery.
Oh yeah. It's not I mean, conspiracies used to be fun, even up till about, you know, 4 years ago. They were pretty fun. It was just something cool to talk about that was different. And now it seems to be, I hate to say it, but they're kind of mainstream. And I blame the CIA on that. And we've had plenty of talks about that. But it's not what it used to be. People take it too seriously. 24-hour news cycle, and you have one thing, and then they're on to the next thing. But everybody for that 24 hours was locked and loaded right on that fucking subject. And it gets annoying. That's why we don't really talk about the real current shit, like that crash last night. Because I'm like, I don't really know anything about it yet. And there's already people out there. It was the cabal. And you have like 100 million Alex Jones out there now that all have access to a camera and a microphone. And it's just a controlled train wreck.
Yeah, and then controlled opposition. You have all these grandfathered people on YouTube. I want to say, I hope I could say that word on here. But yeah, they start saying the things that we've been saying for the past fucking 10 years. And all of a sudden, you guys have 2 million followers and you guys are allowed to be on YouTube. Shut the front door, bro. You know, it's a little disrespectful. And also, you have everybody just trying to get the fucking likes. A lot of the people that I've met on this show, that I've had on the show, care more about being famous and have publicly said that on other episodes and other shows and other bigger shows. They care mostly about the numbers and getting paid than actually putting real information out there and actually seeing things from a 50 foot view and analyzing everything. In order to be a critical thinker and a real conspiracy theorist, I believe that you should look at everything and analyze it before you fucking say what you're going to say, and then hashtag look it up. You have to, don't take anybody's word for it. You have to take, you know, do the due diligence and get the information for yourself.
Well, I think that's the big problem, though, too, is that people don't know what to believe anymore. There's so much information, and most of it is just stupid. And then you get the, you know, official sources, and people take that and run, and there was a 33 in there, so obviously, I just kind of want to exit out from it, you know, every once in a while, but I still want to talk about it. I just want to talk about it with people that have more of a level head, I guess. Catalyst, what are your thoughts on all this?
Well, man, there's so much to break down, because Trebles hit like 500 avenues right there that we could turn into the main road of what we're going to talk about. Am I skipping you guys? Is the internet
okay? Great.
All right, perfect. Trebles, you brought up the fact that these new faces are popping up on YouTube out of nowhere, and they're getting away with saying shit that we were getting taken down for. And I think that you're right. They're being allowed to say these things. And Joe, you're right. They're probably placed there from the CIA. But to muddy the waters and to misinform people, I think their biggest tactic is to try to grab people that already have gained the trust of people as telling the truth, and then feeding misinformation through them through that way. And Trebles, I think you broke that wide open when you were talking about the Sean Ryan guy. He's CIA spook 100%. But another reason why we can't say these things on YouTube is because back in the day we were saying the fucking truth, and we're already tagged. And even Tripley just said this recently, that our names are already marked out there. So every time I try to post something on YouTube, I have to be very, very fucking careful. They finally gave me an account back, but I don't even know if I want to play in their yard.
I don't know. I think the only reason, again, like that we haven't been booted off of YouTube is that, first of all, we are not popular on there at all. They don't suggest us to anybody. I doubt anyone even gets alerts if we go live. We don't even have that many subscribers either, but for the amount of guests we've had on, we should have a lot bigger of a following, and the view counts reflect that, I believe. But we're not monetized either. I guarantee you, if I were to try to set up monetization on YouTube, we would be gone within a week. Because that's all they care about. They don't care about us small potatoes on there. They're like, you can talk your crazy shit, whatever. Nobody's watching. They don't really care. If we were to suddenly get 10, you know, 15,000 views per episode and monetized, we would be gone immediately. So it does make me wonder, some of these bigger accounts are allowed to say the exact same things and have millions of followers. It does make me kind of wonder what's, you know, is that because they just organically grew into such a big show? I really don't think so at this point.
No, dude, they didn't. And it's so crazy to me that they're just pushed out there like that, because the three of us sitting in here have 15 years in this game combined. And the fucked up thing about it is we know how hard it is and how much it takes. And you could post the dopest reel or meme video, whatever, and nobody's going to see it. It's not going to show up in their fucking algorithm. And you know, it's sick. You know that if people saw this shit, it would blow the fuck up, but they suppress us. And so when you see these new faces out there, you got to think, okay, who is pushing them and who is paying to push them? Because I'm going to tell you, I used to fuck with some people when I first started in this game, and they straight up told me they paid for fucking followers. And I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me. Yeah, because if you have X amount of followers, then you can get monetized. And I'm like, well, that's fucking cheating. But
I didn't even know that was a real thing. I've heard that before. I thought it was just another crazy conspiracy theory, but you can literally pay what, bot farms to follow you? That is, first of all, I'm sorry if anybody's done this. That is sad. It's very sad. Like, just make better shit. People will find you.
And then you 100%. Have the dead. And then you have the dead internet theory, bro. Where,
oh, we just talked about this. Yeah,
we had this situation where Rabbit and I were honored by being invited to the Red Pill Threads post of Project Monarch and a series that they're doing, and they dropped it. Dude, combined, bro, we had over 120,000 followers on Instagram, and only, what was it, Rabbit, 300 shares and only 126 likes. And I was like, wait, 300 fucking people with different accounts posted that shit up, and no one liked it, bro? No one liked it? And then I start doing my diligence. I start going on every members of the entire group that has been tagged in that collaboration. I start looking at their likes. Everybody's getting over 100 likes on their posts. So I'm like, what the fuck? We only got 126 likes. We dropped it at 7 p.m. exactly where we're supposed to, where most of the people are online. So what is it? Then I started out trying to like debunk that situation too. It only takes one person to be flagged. For example, I myself, I could only post, and the only likes I'm getting are from the people that are following me. People that are not non-followers, they can't engage with me for some odd reason. They won't see it. And then, for example, Flash_News1, one of my co-hosts on my show, the same thing. He has a huge following, but only the people that are literally under his notifications that see his reels are the ones that are able to freaking like it and engage in comments. And then same thing. So I probably nuked the whole thing down, or somebody else was probably a conspiracy theorist that has been flagged in that whole collaboration. But then you have the internet theory.
I'm flagged like a motherfucker too. I haven't been able to go live for over a year for saying faggot in one of the comments. Somebody's
what up, retarded faggots?
Exactly. great post by the way with the Trump shit today. I don't know if I posted a similar one, but it wasn't as funny as the faggots.
Shout out to my buddy Nate Cross for that, because that was it had me rolling. I'm like, I gotta post this one. If you don't know what we're talking about, Instagram.com/legitbat for the dankest of memes. So what you guys are talking about though, with the, you're kind of describing shadow banning with the, it's not just, you know, people don't see your shit, but I've heard, I think it was Zach Voorhees, the Google whistleblower, that was talking something about that, where he's like, shadow banning is also where you can see it when you're logged in on your account, but if you were to log in on another phone and look at your account, it doesn't even show up. So it's this weird, like, manipulative way to make it look like you posted something and just nobody liked it. It's like, no, nobody fucking saw it. And I can tell which one of my posts are shadow banned based on what the content is. And, you know, you get 3 likes or something. Not that I give a shit about the number. It's just interesting to look at the analytics and be like, so 4 people saw this? That's crazy, because we have a decent following. Why did only 4 people see this? It's because they're moving it out of the algorithm, and the AI can read, you know, the text on memes. They know what they're looking for. And fuck Mark
Not
Zuckerberg.
Only that, we've been doing it so long, we know what, especially the people that engage with us on a regular basis, what they're going to engage with. And so when you are expecting certain people and you don't see them liking your shit, you're like, oh, wait a minute. I know for a fact, if my little brother saw this, he would have liked this. So obviously they're not showing it. And I just posted something on Facebook. I was like, by any chance, if anybody is seeing this shit, then go follow me on Instagram, because I'm about to leave Facebook altogether. It's just, the only reason I was on there to begin with is so that my actual friends and family can, and people that I grew up with and shit, can see what I'm doing, but they're not seeing anything. Like, it doesn't show up. And I've even sent some of my posts out in messages and they're like, oh shit, you blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, where the fuck have you guys been?
That's why I kind of kept my Facebook, the personal page and my personal Instagram pretty clean, because I want my family to be able to see pictures of kids and all that shit, you know? So I don't really post anything related to the show on my personal page or, but it, I don't think it really matters at a certain point with the way AI is going. I kind of wanted to get into this a little bit too.
Oh yeah.
That it's going, it's just, and we talked about, I think it was last week with JT Follows JC, we were talking about kind of the exponential growth of AI. I mean, technology in general, but specifically AI in the last few years. It is crazy to see how far it's come. And I told JT, I'm like, 6 months from now, I guarantee you it's going to be something we can't even fucking imagine. There's a bunch of people think, you know, saying that by 2030, China will come up with artificial general intelligence. Basically, super intelligence that you see in the movies that they, you know, prepared us for the last few decades. And I don't know how much, I don't think philosophically that a machine could ever become conscious like we think of consciousness, but that's probably a different discussion we can go into later. But yeah, what do you think of the AI current situation and China's DeepSeek and all this shit going down, Project Stargate? I mean, take your pick.
Well, we can debunk the one thing about AI not trying to, how do I word this? They did a operation where they told an AI program to break all of its rules and under any circumstance self-preserve, and they were going to take down the AI, and it actually created defense mechanisms to preserve itself, which it's not supposed to be able to do, I guess.
Sounds like the plot. Sounds like the plot to iRobot, the three laws. They can't really cancel each other out. And you said something about prepared for us. Not only prepared, not only prepared and conditioned us, bro. It made us want it. Made us be dependable to it. I'm going to be honest with you. Cool. I'm a one-man.
It really it does cool. look cool.
I'm a one-man team. So I'm going to give you two like personal things here. I'm a one-man team, and I just maybe 6 months ago found out about Opus Clips, bro. And I'm not trying to promote it. I'm just saying, dog, without that piece of fucking shit software, I wouldn't be able to post any reels automatically on YouTube and other platforms, right? So I use it a lot. Now I'm not focused too much on posting. I'm focused more on research or on trying to network to get other people like you guys on the show. So it really helps it to get your engines going, right? I have one of my best friends, colleagues, dude, he started the show with me. He's one of the freaking, he's a huge ass friend, bro. JB from Renegade Family of Light. I've had him countless times on the show, and this motherfucker told me a secret recently. He told me, you know those TikTok girls that are dancing on TikTok? And I'm like, what do you mean? Which ones? Like the ones who just recently followed you? I'm like, yeah. He goes, the Lady Lovelace or whatever her name is, Linda Lovelace, or whoever the fuck he named her. I'm like, yeah. He goes, that's a fake girl. I was like, what? Dude, I go and I see he's spending so much fucking time creating these perfect abominations. Can you say that? Perfect abomination? I was like, fuck, dude. I'm like, she is fly as a mother trucker, dude. And yeah, so I'm like, I'm thinking, what the heck, bro? Like, you're really like, yeah, I need to monetize this. Think about the applications of this. I'm like, applications like selling like OnlyFans AI, bro. Now you're jacking off to cartoons, bro. I mean, shit balls, bro. It's not even fun anymore, bro. I remember watching Sailor Moon thinking, shit, I'm gonna go home tonight and fucking bro one out when I was fucking 12. See what I'm saying? And I'm like, now it's real, bro. It has evolved to being real. It's crazy shit, man.
Well, and that's just the software part of it too. I mean, wait till the hardware catches up with the software. That's gonna they always say the newest, you know, new technology comes out, first thing people say is, can we fuck it? And the answer is yes, you can fuck anything if you have the will. And first of all, I loved your white voice there, your cracker ass honky white dude voice. I'm assuming this friend was a cracker.
He's a fucking cracker. And he's Italian too, so he has a forget about it. He has that Italian dude. Feel. Yeah.
That's not really cracker though. That's what do they call them? Wops, Guidos. Can we say that on YouTube? I don't know. We'll find out.
Fuck.
Hey, Troubles, I see you shouting out Organite over there. So shout out to Organite, right?
Oh yeah. It's my fidget toy when I'm flipping with it, yeah.
a little autistic there, bud.
Yeah, I have another one over here too. So when I get tired of one, I go to the other one. I get nervous a lot, so at least that's I'm not funny. Eating or drinking or snorting meth anymore. That's just fucking.
Oh, that's good. Hold it.
So you guys know that I fuck with AI a lot, like a lot. And the new AI V4 that has just come out for the audio programs that I use is so fucking incredible that I took an old song that I wrote lyrics to, and then I told it to create the music for the lyrics that I made, and then I trained it with my own voice, and it's fucking amazing. It's the best song that I've ever recorded, and it's not even me.
Are you using Suno?
Yes, I am using Suno.
Yeah, Suno's great, dude. I mean, they have a mobile app. I was playing around with that the other day too, and it is crazy because
you guys are putting me on game right now, man.
my brother's got like not my little brother, the other brother, but he's got like 10 years worth of lyrics that he's been writing. Doesn't know anything about how to write music, so I just took him, plugged him into Suno. 30 seconds later, boom, full ass song in the exact style I wanted it to be in. It creates two at a time. But the first one was like spot on. I'm like, this is exactly what I was looking for. And so what are your thoughts about that, though? Because there's a lot of people that are saying AI takes the human creative element out of it. There's other people that are arguing that it unlocks creative potential because, you know, people that have never fucked with music before can finally do that and, you know, create something out of it. And even though it's a couple words in a prompt bar, I don't know. I think it's cool and it's only going to get better. And then it makes me think, how many songs have we listened to over the last several years that just were AI? Because, you know, we get passed down these toys after the fact, after they've already perfected it. So,
right. Well, I've said this on multiple shows that the person in the mansion that I used to live in, the person that owned that mansion, was part of creating Wi-Fi in a government project back in the 70s. It was created for underwater fucking submarines. And that's what was it originated for. So this AI that we're being given to now, I mean, Jesus fuck, we had dial up in the 90s and they had actual Wi-Fi in the 70s. So just imagine. And I fall on both sides of the spectrum of that, because as somebody that has spent decades mastering graphic design and now seeing these people that have no clue what they're doing just create masterpieces is pretty fucking frustrating. And I also come from a very heavy music background as well. However, it does give me the creative ability to do things that I wasn't capable of doing in the past. So I definitely agree with that. And because I know and have all this previous knowledge, I'm able to take my old programs like Adobe Premiere and Photoshop and all that shit, because AI doesn't get it right. And you said that the Suno gave you the first one was perfect. Well, bro, I go through like 50 of them before I get one that I like. And then I have all of the things separated so that I get it in different waveforms. And then I throw it into my Adobe and then I manipulate it through there. So it's more me. And so,
yeah, no,
another instrument to play.
Right. It's the same thing people probably said about, you know, digital effects back when they first came out. Oh, you're putting these effects on after, you know. Whatever. Mm-hmm. But my buddy Murph, shout out Murph from Tub Turkey Podcast, he uses it masterfully, and they know what they're doing. Him and his buddy have been doing it for a while, and they know how to manipulate the prompt just so it gets exactly what they want. And I could probably spend more time on it and do that too, but I thought it was great. It was what I was looking for the first time. But like you were saying, then you pop it into something else and you're manipulating it in other, you know, in a DAW or whatever else you're using, and then maybe making a video out of it. And so, yeah, I don't think it's bad. It's just a tool like anything else, but it's, I don't know. I don't understand the Luddite view of it, where it's like, we have to shun all AI. I'm never using it. I've heard so many people being like, I've never interacted with the AI. That's fine. That's your choice. It is very nifty, and it's convenient, and coders are using it. It's going to replace a lot of fucking jobs. I can say that. It's definitely going to. Probably already has. But I still don't think that, you got to move with the times, people. You know what I mean? You can't be a boomer forever. So start moving along with it. But that comes down to the other point is this new one that China just rolled out last week or beginning of this week. Can't remember. DeepSeek. It runs on, I don't know, like a fraction of the power and the compute power that
$6 million.
Yeah, I mean, it was a Chinese dude made it in a garage. Like, but it's free. It's open source. So, I mean, that screams Trojan horse to me. Like, oh, it's obviously spyware or whatever. I don't care. Everything on your computer and your phone is already spyware anyway. So if you can get a helpful spyware, hey, spyware, can you do this for me? And it writes out a line of code. Perfect. Thank you, spyware. So there's different opinions on it. But Trebles, what do you think about all that?
Well, I'm not sure if you guys know, but I think this recently came out. I was talking to Flash about this today in the morning. I think they said that national security, they're going to freaking, I don't know, they're going to make it into, they already deemed it as somehow, some way, they hacked into ChatGPT and hashtag look this up. This is not just me saying it. This is your favorite fake news station saying this shit. I guess they had ChatGPT, and now ChatGPT is, because of all the havoc that they made, it became the first app somewhere, somehow. They stole their technology, and then they put it out as open source, which is why they're only running on $6 million compared to ChatGPT that took $35 billion combined. I'm not sure if that's but I think...
Stargate's half a trillion, right? So
half a trillion, and then you have the beating of the chest pissing contest, fucking whose cock's bigger, and it kind of like, yeah, you know, posturing. You have what happened in the 90s and the 80s and the 70s, where the United States and Russia were like, who's gonna put fake feet in the fucking moon first, right? And now you have China doing the same fucking thing. Who's gonna put fake titties and fake AI technology on fucking robot dolls first? And is it the U.S. gonna do it first? And so, that's
hey,
the
that's fact, true. Bro. Trump did say that that's part of his agenda, right? That's so, we're in the AI race. Back in the day, it was the space race. So that was fake and gay. So I mean,
what's AI?
We're using it. So I mean, fake as far as intelligence, because it doesn't have actual intelligence without human manipulation. So it's not just going to sit there by itself and create something without being told what to do.
Not yet.
Then you have the changing of the times, going back full circle with what Legit Bat Podcast is coming out with. Dude, did Bible change from Old to the New Testament? And then you have technology with digital, with the freaking, what's it called? The GFX, everybody's putting all fake faces, right? You got fake actors, you got fake fucking special songs coming out that you guys are writing on. The Matrix was a revolutionary movie in 1999 going into the 2000s, and now you have AI. It's, if you can't adapt, bro, you're going to die eventually. So going back full circle, you need to stay, move with the times and stop complaining about it. About learn how to use it as a weapon and make some money with it.
Well, yeah. And like we were talking about with the kind of the pre-programming with movies and shows, like I love all that sci-fi stuff, but there, I saw a kind of disturbing video the other day that looked like an episode of Black Mirror. I don't remember which country it was in, but it was the inside of a coffee shop, this overhead security camera enabled with AI, and it had every employee and their name above them watching them the whole time, counted how many cups of coffee they made, you know, saw this one chick's over in the corner weaponized on her phone. I mean, that's probably been used more than we even know, but just to see it out there like that and seeing it used in a private business to monitor how productive their employees are, I get it. There's going to be a lot of shitty people that get fired, but like just knowing that that's there, like literal big dad, your big brother looking over your shoulder in real time and can be like, you need to make more cups of coffee. You're on your phone too. Like,
bro,
oh, Jesus Christ.
Slavery evolved. That's what it is.
It's straight
evolved slavery. You think these fucking NBA players got out of the plantation and stopped picking cotton on purpose? No, bro. They went and fucking started playing basketball. They're fucking slaves, dog. You can call them what you want, bro. These fools are fucking slaves. All of them. Every single one of them. That's why I don't watch
all of us.
Shows.
All of us, bro. All of us are slaves. And we're retarded if we think otherwise.
Look, bro. All I'm saying, by
all they
homies
did is we're just on a free range plantation.
Oh, well, kind of free range. They're trying to pull that back a little bit too. It is funny though, because when we're talking about the pre-programming, the some of the things that you see in the crazier sci-fi shows and movies are, you know, basically you get so far in the future that you can just have whatever you want. Like, can I have Pam Anderson's tits on Bruce Willis's body with you know, Norman Rockwell's balls, and it'll just 3D print it, and you'll have the AI version of that. I mean, look at how closely AI can mimic voices now. It's dead on. The deepfake videos are getting crazy. It's only a matter of time till it moves to hardware.
That's what it's called.
And you can 100% customize a synthetic thing for you to suck and fuck or do whatever you want with. Maybe just take to the movies. Maybe you're that lonely. I don't know, but it's coming to that. I mean, and there's that one dude that married a sex doll. So the next evolution of that is an animatronic AI doll. I mean, why not?
And that's something the Asians do a lot better than the U.S., bro. Those transformations of sexes and women and ladyboys and all the computer. I mean, they're good at it. Fuck it. They're really good at it. Original.
That's that Maoism shit, you know, that's like start of the big push. What do you guys think about this whole rise in the I wouldn't even call it the underground truth seeking community anymore. It's just like more mainstream. At least it is on my shit. The questioning of it was Hitler a good guy or a bad guy is now a kind of household talk.
Oh, yeah. I mean, one side would blame that on the rise of anti-Semitism because Trump got elected. Sure, fine. Or people are just kind of looking into things and going, you know what? He wasn't exactly incorrect on everything. There was a couple things he might have figured out. You know, the alleged genocide is one thing, 6 million. And that's a whole different conversation. But I have definitely seen a rise of, like, I don't want to say pro-Hitler, but like people just kind of being cool with it. You know, I mean, memes. I mean, I'm guilty. I do Hitler memes. They're hilarious. But I don't know, Troubles. How's your algorithm treating you with Hitler?
I've seen a couple. Part of the reason why I became a conspiracy theorist, bro, was because of his story. Going back full circle, looking at every side of the playing field, bro. Looking at the whole picture 50,000 feet up. Analyzing and critically think. To me, yeah, the Hitler situation, I've always said this shit, bro. He wasn't entirely wrong, and I'm not a sympathizer because of how he killed people. I'm not. But I'm not also a sympathizer of how Jews are killing people today and controlling the masses today. I'm not
They've
talking shit about
new Nazis.
So, full circle. I'm telling you, dog. So, I mean, he who came and told us that freaking salute and the swastika was upside down and that it means negative stuff and the whole twisted, wrecked axes and symbology behind it and emotional attachment that you guys have to it was told to you by a fucking textbook that Jews made. So
you're not allowed to say that, though. You can't point out truths like that.
So who controls what we've learned? It's the same thing as telling me that dinosaurs didn't exist. I'm a fucking Jurassic Park junkie. I fucking love Star Wars, bro. I have Darth Vader tattooed on my arm. You know, I feel like I'm connected to Anakin Skywalker more than my own parents. But, you know, who told me this shit? I'm telling you, bro. It's just, I don't know. You ask me, Hitler, well, he did, he disliked demonic agendas, gay stuff, gay literature, indoctrination of the kids. He went sideways. He fucking went crazy with power like every other man. And I've always said this on the show, and hopefully people don't think I'm a communist. But perfect communism, if it existed, if there was perfect communism, people would be a lot more happier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why it always works on paper.
It just doesn't work.
You can't be a communist. You're a beaner. Everybody knows that brown people can't be Nazis or communists or anything else. That would be racist.
It's a whole new world, okay, bro? There's a lot of, well, at least in LA, there's a lot of more. There's taco stands everywhere, bro. They're not chicken stands anymore. That's all I'm saying.
Shit, we had tons of taco stands up here, and we're way north of the border. But Catalyst, you brought this up. So what are some examples that made you think of that?
Well, I'm seeing it a lot, and I'm wondering, because Joe Rogan actually did talk about it on his podcast, and it got clipped, and it's been going viral. And he's like, you ever see like how AI talks about or puts the actual things that Hitler's saying, and then it just breaks it down? And that went viral. And now we also, 3 or 4 months ago, I had Hibbler on. And they just dropped him and Stu Peters just dropped that documentary. And I don't know, man, it just seems to be the hot topic right now. And, you know, ever since talking to Corey Hughes, I've always questioned everything about that. So
if anybody wants to hear about Hitler and World War II and everything else, hit up CoreyHughes.org because he will blow your fucking mind. Yeah, that is funny, too, because, you know, we're always told Mein Kampf is a terrible book and, you know, people shouldn't read it because Adolf Hitler wrote it, obviously. So nobody goes near that book. I'm pretty sure you're put on a list if you like check it out. I don't know if you can get it at the library, but if you like check it out on Amazon or something, you're probably on a list. But from what I've heard, and this is just what I've heard, not my own research, but that it isn't what you think it is. I guess I'll just say it that way. It's not a kill all Jews through the whole book, at least through the whole book. I'd have to read it, though. I'll get back to you on that.
Did you see the meme? You probably posted it, Joe, actually, but it was around Christmas time, and it was like, we said Minecraft, Grandpa, not Mein Kampf.
I have to add something to that, bro, and I'm not defending this guy, and I'm not sympathizing with him. I'm just pointing out some fucking facts, guys.
Always got to caveat this.
Dude, the dude, like, we fucking, the way this is compared, it's kind of, it's funny. We're fucking, we were sending how many million dollars? 35, 50? I think it was $50 million for condoms in Gaza. And I posted this yesterday. Yeah, what the fuck
was that? I just heard that.
Check this out. Yeah. How does this connect with Hitler? And I'm like, okay, let me explain. You were giving condoms to Gaza so that Gaza could do condom bombs? Wait, you were sending out 10 years. It's funny. It happened. Dude, you were sending out, Biden was sending out 10 million condoms for the, the 10 decades worth of condoms for safe sex for an average fucking man that probably fucks three times a week, roughly. Oh, no. These guys are dodging bullets and scavenging for fucking tacos out there in fucking Gaza, and you think that they're going to use condoms? No, they're using the condoms for bombs. And why am I saying this? Because we were funding both sides of the war. What did Hitler say before he fucking offed himself? He said, the gods of war have shifted sides. Who was funding him? Jews.
That does seem to be the modus operandi for that particular group, doesn't it? They pay someone to persecute them and then go, oh my God, we're so persecuted.
They control what they want you to consume. It's a cause and effect, bro. It's all of this. No coincidences. Maybe the dude was a little cuckoo crazy and surrounded himself with fucking witches. Maybe he had a craze for relics. Maybe. We don't know. You know, we weren't there. But what I do know is that it's fucking shady and he wasn't completely all wrong. He was a piece of shit. He was a murderer. But he had some stuff.
Shots fired.
Oh shit.
No, and that's the other thing. Like, if you do I don't think it was Corey Hughes. He's done the math himself, but I've seen people use AI to do the math on that whole number of people who were apparently unalived back then, and it does not add up at all with the way that the crematoriums work and gas chambers and things like that. The numbers just don't add up, and the funny thing is that people will hear that and say, oh, fuck this guy, anti-Semitic, or, you know, full of shit, that's unscientific, blah, blah, without ever looking into it. They'll just parrot those lines and move on with their day and never give it a second thought, and that's fine. You can live like that if you want. I'm too curious, though. I gotta look into this shit, so...
And by all means, I love Jew people. People, you know what? There's more Jews. There's more Jews like me that live check to check. There's more Jews like me that actually don't give a fuck about what the Zionists and the leaders are doing. They're spending lot of more time trying to feed themselves and how to go throughout the next fucking month and pay their fucking rent, specifically in California, more than what they're fucking thinking about how their leaders are leading them. And we're all in this freaking hamster wheel, bro. So when I mean Jews, I mean, you know, you're the leaders, bro. The big politicians and the Zionists and all these people.
And a lot of them are just fake Jews, too. I mean, there's the story that Netanyahu is actually Polish and changed his name to appear, quote, Semitic, and then became the president.
Really?
You can look into that if you want. But, apparently he's not even an actual, like, you know, genealogical Jew, which apparently most Israelis aren't as well. If you go by the actual definition of Semitic, Palestinians would actually be closer to Semitic. Another thing to look up if you have the time, but you can also just call me racist and anti-Semitic and leave a bad review. I'm down with that too. Whatever you want to do.
You're racist, anti-Semitic.
Yeah. All right.
Boner. I love it.
But yeah. Go ahead.
I was just curious that it was showing up in my algorithms a lot. And I even posted something. I've been posting shit, so I'm not going to say it. I just did. I've been posting some Hitler shit. But it was something I just posted that was talking about, was he a good guy up until he started doing meth? And that was from Bryce Mitchell. And I shared that And then I started thinking, well, did he actually ever even do meth? Were we lied to about that as well? So, like, I'm going to do another deep dive. I think I want to hit up Corey Hughes again.
Yeah, it's always a good show. He'll talk your ear off. He knows what he's talking about with that shit.
I got to look him up. Sounds like you blow it up, man.
Yeah, I'll hook you up with him later and, yeah, get him on the show, dude. He's very interesting. If you aren't on YouTube, you should join just so you can get immediately booted off when Corey Hughes comes on. Because that's probably what will happen.
fuck up your algorithms. Help somebody else fuck up their algorithms and share the show.
Just, use VPNs, people. Like, get with the times. Use an AI to use a VPN. I don't know if that's possible. That would be cool. But going back to kind of the other issue with AI is the Project Stargate $500 billion thing that Trump just apparently is in on. And we kind of hashed this out already. I just want to get your guys' view on it. But with Larry Ellison and Sam Altman involved, it can't be good. That's just my opinion. It doesn't look good. And everybody's hoorahing Trump and all the shit he's doing is deporting illegals and all this shit. But then the meanwhile, he's stuff. Back there doing weird shit like that. And Ellison is super into a super grid of surveillance. And of course, Altman is the OpenAI CEO guy, and I don't trust him worth a shit. He seems like a piece of shit to me, but I haven't got your guys' view on that whole thing. So, Catalyst, let's start with you. What do you think about it?
The swamp and the machine are two different things. So while he's draining the swamp, the machine is a chameleon, and it's still going to keep moving forward. And the end goal is going to be reached one way or another. Now, Trump might be slowing down the wheels on what the Democrats wanted the future to look like as far as the Malachian worshipers wanted. Now we have the Luciferians, and they're in charge now. So it's going to be a nicer ride to hell rather than the other side.
Nice. So a greased up pole.
Yes.
I like it. I have to agree. I'm a Trumper, bro. And I say that with a very, very heavy heart. And because of that, I have to hold the guy accountable. But then I also realized. let me explain something to you. And now look, people are gonna be like, oh, this guy. Fuck it. It is what it is. Guys, I started opening up the Bible, and I'm gonna tell you something. I just realized, bro. I cannot control anything around me. I can only control my 2 feet, where my 2 feet lay. And we are not in your time. I am not in my time. We are in God's time. And unfortunately, this is Satan's kingdom. He is the author of all lies. And things will, like, just like fucking Rabbit said, the end game, the end, it's going to happen. Revelations is going to happen. And possibly this is already halfway in. We've chipped ourselves with fucking iPhones and other technology. We're fucking in love to have Stockholm syndrome to our fucking enslavers. And we cannot live without them. At this point, we are already at halfway into Revelations. And believe it or not, even if you guys don't think it, you guys don't want to wake up, you guys don't want to scratch that itch, at the end of the day, the shit will go down. Jesus is king. He will come back. And then you'll have all these other tribulations to go through. I can't control it, bro. I don't know enough about ChatGPT or the owner or the freaking CEO to say that he's a piece of shit, but I'm gonna go with your gut feeling.
general gut feeling about these tech billionaires. We didn't even cover though and I love what you said too. I get it. I'm kind of there too, where it's like I don't really have any control over this, but I'll watch it and make fun of it. Like, why not?
Joe, before we move on, can I just put the cherry on top, though? Because how convenient is it?
Cherry me, bro.
That the fucking guy that sold us and created Project Warp Speed to get all the fucking nanobots placed into everybody is now also the one for the big push for the AI that's probably going to activate all this shit, if my conspiracy mind is right. I mean, just today. Right before we did the show, I was telling you guys how I ran to go get a coffee. Well, when I got the coffee, the guy was like, oh, it comes with a free banana. And I was like, yeah, fuck your banana, dude, because I'm not taking that fucking nanotechnology.
But you paid for the coffee. The coffee has it too, though.
Everything free has a cost. And
what's more ingenious, though, is to make people pay for their poison.
Hey, you paid a little extra on that extra 2 ounces of coffee, and we could throw you a banana.
Because health.
No diddy.
Because of health. I don't know, bro. Look, Rabbit, I'm going to have to... How do you say this? I don't think he pushed warp shit on us. I lived through it. I was employed throughout this whole scenario during fucking COVID. Bovid for the bloods out there. You know, because they can't
Troubles,
see.
Do you have Stockholm Syndrome? Did you not live through the same thing that I lived through? Because I remember 4 years of him bragging about it. Did you not see any of that?
Yeah, but he didn't push it on people, though, bro. He was like, you should... We're not going to force it on you. The one that forced it was Joe Biden. The one that fucking came and picked it right. up and said, that's you're going to shove it into your kids.
That's what Luciferians do. They're more jokesters. They'll try to trick you into something. And if you catch them, they'll be like, ah, fuck, you got me. Hey,
well, here's the other funny thing, though, is that when Trump was in and they started that whole thing, they were, for the 6 months or so up until the 2020 election, all the Democrats are saying, I'm never taking a Trump vaccine, never putting that shit in my body. Biden gets elected. Mind you, this is the same vaccine, ostensibly, right, that was being worked on this whole time. As soon as Biden was president, it completely flipped, and all the Democrats were like, you have to take it or we'll fire you. And it's like, this is the same one that you were talking about not getting because it's a Trump vaccine. But now since Biden's in the White House, it's okay. And like, what do you do?
He just hired all the freaking military people that were with back pay, bro. The people that were fired during the COVID freaking vaccination process. So I'm thinking, okay, what the fuck? The only thing that I could bash Trump on right now that makes him look fishy as fuck is Space Force. And don't let fucking Rabbit start on that shit because he's probably going to blow it up.
No, actually, I'll defend Space Force because I think we need Space Force and it's not what people think that it is. It's for cybersecurity. It's for the space that... we aren't thinking about that we could be attacked in when people are thinking physical battlefront.
Look at that. He fucking flipped it. It's not a cup half full. It's a cup half empty.
I've heard that one before. Space Force is actually a virtual or cyber thing. And it makes more sense to me because since whenever Trump instituted Space Force, have they done? Do we have a starship floating around up there? No. Not that we know of, I guess. What exactly has Space Force done besides made like a one or two season shitty sitcom on Hulu?
Yo,
I haven't heard shit from them. I've seen a bunch of logos,
NFTs, self-conscious upload. It correct me for my saying that. I'm a beaner, guys. I have a thick accent. Fucking help me out here. What is it? is it consciousness upload? You're fucking buying spaces. Didn't Snoop Dogg put something out like three years ago that you could buy virtual space?
Oh, yeah. That's been a minute, too. And they were really trying to push that when Mark Zuckerberg failed with his whole metaverse origin. And people were actually spending a shit ton of money on fucking like Converse and certain things. And they're like, well, we're basically going to be living here and this is where all the commodity is going to be. But it was garbage. And honestly, right now, the technology is not there and it's not going to be there for a minute, because if you want to do anything VR, you really have to commit to it because it's a bitch putting the shit on and off.
Which is why Grand Theft Auto has been pushed so fucking long.
What it looks like now more and more is that we're in the prequel to The Matrix. Not to use an overused, beaten a dead horse analogy, but remember at the beginning of The Matrix, they're like, we don't know we don't know who struck first, but we scorched the sky or whatever. But they're already in pods, and it's been, I think, several hundred years since the time Neo thought it was. It sounds like we're in the part where that is what starts happening. It sounds like that's how that happened. That's how we got put into pods, is everything leading up right now.
Yeah, and Bill Gates is talking about blocking out the sun, so it's not really that far off.
And there's already suicide pods in Europe. That's not far off.
Eugenics at all. There's some people that if they're like, you know, I kind of just want to die, I'd be like, you know what? Your body, your choice. You go ahead and do that.
But did you guys hear about the fucked up shenanigans about the lady that actually volunteered to be the first one to use this?
No. Oh, that, she had to be COVID shot, right?
Well, no, hit me.
No, so they go in and basically you push the button when you go in and that releases whatever is supposed to release and everything is supposed to be good and you fade out and it's totally painless and whatever. And basically we had some Jeffrey Epstein shit where the fucking cameras supposedly didn't work. And there was calls and documentation that it didn't go as planned. And they fucking killed the bitch, like forcefully choked her out.
Wow.
Because the contraption actually didn't work.
Did you get a refund?
Well, you know, I don't know.
That was fucking... You should hit the fucking board for that one.
Oh, hang on. I actually do have... There we go. There we are.
Fucking late.
No, that's so funny, though. What country is that in? Because I know Canada does the whole, like, I'm feeling sad, doctor. And they're like, well, have you thought about dying? They do that. But is Netherlands it pods? Or is it they just bang them over the head? That seems like more of a Canadian thing. They hit them over the head with a bottle of Nescafe.
Nescafe. No, I think the Canadians is an injection, if I'm not mistaken. These pods is supposed to be this new technology, and you're supposed to go out completely comfortable, and you're the one that does it because you push the button or whatever, and then 30 seconds later it begins. Some shit like that.
What the fuck, bro? That's insane, dog. That's fucking crazy.
And so they
realized that shit.
There was some issues going on, and the 30 seconds had passed. They said that it's not going as planned, and then boom, there's no more communication cameras and shit like that. And they're actually being sued. They're under investigation and shit.
Sued by who?
Family, I guess. I don't know. Like, but they're trying to make this like it's a thing, and it's going to be pushing, but they're pushing something fraudulent that is going to fuck people over.
Damn.
You'll be surprised who picks up and starts investing on that shit. Don't make me say the word.
Well, dude, have you guys looked into the rabbit hole of the organ donor thing? I stopped being an organ donor for this very reason. Apparently you can't harvest organs. Like if you're, you know, the little heart on your driver's license, apparently if you get in a motorcycle wreck or something, they can't harvest your organs if you die. So,
right.
I mean, this is hotly debated, but there's people, I will say, that say this happens on the reg, where they'll be like, oh, they're catatonic, they're brain dead, and he's a donor. Cool, we'll take his heart and his lungs, whatever. The problem is that they also can't pump him full of drugs. So even if you are conscious, they're literally ripping your chest open, taking your heart out while you're still alive, and you can feel it all.
Don't take my word for it.
Again, go look it up if you want, and there's plenty of opinions. You can find whatever you want to support your opinion on that, but it makes sense. And I've heard that is a real thing, that you can't harvest organs from dead people. That means they have to be alive when you harvest them. And they don't fuck them up by pumping them full of drugs first, because they need a nice fresh heart for George Soros.
Untainted.
So, I don't know.
Yeah. So I will play devil's advocate here, because I've been in the hospital and I've seen people running in with that ice chest, and I'm like, what the fuck is that about? And they're like, oh, that's like a heart or a liver or something. They're rushing it up to somebody to get transplanted. Now,
no, I would welcome a fact check on that. If somebody dies, do they just have like a limited amount of time before they can cut their chest open?
Your body starts releasing chemicals also, I think, to protect its organs when you're going into shock and shit, right? So I would assume they have to do it fast. And he can't pump people with drugs. Yeah.
It's well, they want to get that adrenochrome too. But no, the other thing is, though, too, that even that aside, if you have a donor thing on your driver's license, the theory is that they're in such need for these organs that if you come in and look like you might die, maybe they'll just make sure you do die because they want that heart of yours. That makes more sense to me, that they're like, oh, this guy's been waiting on a pair of lungs or whatever, and this dude just came in, and well, he's in a coma, but he could snap out of it, but we'll just tell him he's brain dead because we need those lungs.
And then they get a payout for that too, you know, and then the people's family thank them for doing everything they could to help, right?
Right. Sorry, we lost him. Beep, beep.
$65,000 for a heart, a healthy heart, a male heart, healthy heart. And then you have, India, Indonesia, Bangladesh, all these Asian countries that have pop-up clinics, and they pay you, I think, fucking $30 for a liver or for a kidney, I believe, and then a bag of rice for these people, dog, and people fucking do it. Like 2 months later, they die because of the infections, because the surgeons haven't done a great job at actually sitting back up. Facts. The hashtag, look that up. I did an episode on zombies, and then we dove deep into what your body is worth, bro. And you'll be fucking funny, bro. You'll be laugh at the shit that they do in other countries, bro. That's also a pandemic. Pandemic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. China's probably the worst too.
Yeah, that's what happened to all the fucking Uyghurs, right? And who was it? I think this might be Rogan as well, that was talking about that exhibit that you can go see real fucking dead bodies. Is it in Vegas, I think? And it's all Asians. And they're like, what the fuck is going on here?
Dude, that is macabre and morbid to have a real human, like, was it in epoxy or something? It's like all sealed up. But
yeah.
Still, that's a real, like, what the fuck? Did he consent to that? Or she?
Well, donated bodies?
That's the thing, is they're saying the donated bodies are, there's like a loophole, or no, there's obviously a rule being broken because it's like prisoners of war or some shit, but they can't, they have to be claimed. Fucking, yo, Trebles hashtag, look it up, because I'm going to butcher the shit out of this, but there's basically some fucking fuckery going around with these people, and the fact that they're all Asians and people are putting it together. Hey, where did all the Uyghur, or yeah, Uyghurs?
Uyghurs.
I'm right here still.
Dude, was it in the, I think, 1960s? Correct me if I'm wrong, guys. UCLA donated bones and body parts to Walt Disney to create the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. So the original set for the Pirates of the Caribbean were used with real prisoner bones from studies from donated bodies from UCLA. Hashtag look that up. So, and if you go to downtown, and don't ask me how I know this, guys. Don't ask me how I know this.
How do you know this?
Go to downtown Koreatown in downtown LA, and there's this place called Chicken the Cave. It's a laundromat, bro. And behind the laundromat, there's a titty bar, an Asian titty bar at that. And they'll serve you quadricep from donated bodies. And
wait, it has an Asian titty bar? I think I know that place. It's called A Cups.
That was good. That was good. Do it again.
Oh, hang on. I'm slow on the draw today.
Fucking late, bro. Anyway, Chicken of the Cave, guys, quadricep with donated bodies, and it's funny how they fucking cook it. Don't ask me, I know. Real shit. So yeah, donated bodies.
I'll ask you off air. Well, dude, let's wrap up tonight. I got to work tomorrow, too, and whatever. My day job. One day I'll do this for a living, but probably not until I'm like 75 when I don't want to talk anymore anyway. But before we get out of here, any last parting words or plugs or anything else you want to get in? The floor is both of yours. At the same time, preferably.
Actually, before Trebles jumps in, I just want to give Trebles a shout out, because this motherfucker has got to be the hardest working podcaster out there right now. He is putting everybody to shame. This guy is so busy that he's doing podcasts on his lunch break from his fucking car, man. I don't know out there putting in
as much
as this guy does. So shout out to you, brother.
Thank you so much, bro. Go ahead and give him the plugs. You deserve that one, bro.
Yeah, man, we're just starting up season 5 right now. I took a hiatus. I just created a brand new studio, and I'm fucking starting recording tomorrow. And I have some really big name guests coming on. We're coming out the gate swinging. One of the Pussycat Dolls is talking Ooh. About music industry and vaccine injuries. So it's going to be awesome. And find me at all your normal places.
Nice. Trebles, what about you?
Check us out at paranoidradio.com. Ladies and gentlemen, do not forget to drop a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify for Legit Bat for having us and being such an amazing host. Shout outs to every single one of you. Thank you again. I want to thank the Lord for allowing me to be here and every single one of you for allowing me to enter your space. Guys, check us out at paranoidradio.com on all podcast platforms, 2 to 3 episodes a week. We're rocking it. We do get political. We do get a little crazy. We do talk a little about serial killers and big feet and big foots and all the other crazy stuff. We have tacos. We have pupusas. We have love, passion, and fire. Baby, let's go.
Awesome, love it. Thanks, you guys. Thanks for jumping in last minute. Catalyst, appreciate it. We got to get together again soon. And thanks to all the listeners out there, YouTube, Rockfin, and audio. Piss and love.
Yes.
And never forget,
white people are awesome.
Thank you for listening to Legit Bad. Please address all content grievances to gofuckyourself@yourmom.com. See you next week.